Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Devil Has to Obey You, Already in Progress.
Whatever you want to do, read, study, pray, and everything, and get ready. And then when you think you're ready to do whatever, if you think you're ready to heal the sick, and you know you should be, you know, you should have said, well, I've heard Pastor Thurman talk about this so many times. I just know now if I can just touch somebody in the name of Jesus, because it's written, I know Jesus is going to heal that person. I just know he's going to. So, Lord, send me somebody I can deal with. And he will. You know, you'd be down to Walmart or somewhere and you're in there shopping or buying something, or you walk in the parts house or the grocery store or somewhere, and there'll be somebody over there and he'll say, you see that little girl over there? And you say, yes, Lord. He said, you see she's got a problem with her arm? Yes, Lord. He said, well, go over there and lay hands on her and I'll heal her. And so many people, Lord, I mean, they're hearing this thought come to their mind. Go lay hands on that girl, that little girl, and I'll heal her. And some people will even go over and talk to the person. What is wrong with your little girl? And they may tell them. And still, they'll never have the faith to say, can I pray for you? Now, what do you think God's going to be able to do if you don't do nothing? He ain't going to do nothing. He wants to heal that child. That's why he put it on your heart. That's why he trained you to learn how to get prayers answered. But now he wants you to do something, especially like the lady in the Mississippi terminal that day. And I know this woman personally. She was a great woman of God. She loved God with all her heart. And she was going somewhere. And she had to stop in Mississippi to change planes and to go on a little further. And when she was in her terminal, she was kind of like we were the other day. We had to change planes on the way to Des Moines, or
Charlotte, Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. Yeah, we were on the way to Michigan. And we didn't have much time because the airplane was late getting out of Dallas.
36
yeah, 36 minutes late. So we had to, you know, really hook them up. You know, so and it was a long ways from one terminal to the other. I mean, it was a long, but anyway, this lady, she was like us, only I think she was a little closer than we were. She was running. We were just kind of trotting, but we were still walking above normal speed, that's for sure. But anyway, the Lord, as she's running through the terminal, she sees a man over there in a wheelchair. And as she runs by there, I mean, she's a great woman of faith. And she looks over there, and the Lord says, lay hands on him and I'll heal him. She says, Lord, I don't have time to lay hands on him. I got to catch my airplane. Now see, she's being tested. She's being tested. And so finally he says, lay hands on her, lay hands on him and I'll heal him for you. So she goes running over there. I mean, she just goes running over to that person and she says, I'm going to touch you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to touch you in the name of Jesus. And that's all she did. Just, I'm going to touch you in the name of Jesus. And then ran off. Never said another word. Never stopped to see what happened or nothing. And she went on to her appointment. She caught her airplane. The next day she come back and as she come by, there's a stack of newspapers sitting right there that says, unknown woman touches a man and he was healed of whatever. And he got out of a wheelchair and walked. And it hit the newspaper. Nobody even knew who she was. I was down in Houston one day where this woman was teaching, actually close to Houston. I was down there and her husband both told me that story. I thought, man, that's a cool story. You know, I mean, so I wonder how many times God tells us to do something for him and we don't do it. I guess if you were to ask, I'd have to hold up both hands. I have done that. I have had the Lord tell me to do things as I'm learning how to be an overcomer. And he'd give me a specific thing to do and I'd either question him or I didn't do it. Now, the day he told me to go do my paperwork when I was under that 20,000 pounds of steel, I'm so glad I did what he said. Because whenever I said, Lord, he said, I mean, he spoke to me and just declared and said, son, you forgot to do your paperwork this morning. I said, Lord, that's right, I did. But I said, Lord, I just like 15 minutes under here. I'll finish this, and then I'll go do it. He said, no, son, I want you to go do it right now. Now I got a choice to make, don't I? So I said, okay, Lord, I'll go do it right now. So I crawled out from under there and stood up and took two steps, and the supporting structure holding that 20,000 pounds of steel just exploded, and 20,000 pounds of steel was laying flat on the ground where I was 5 seconds before. I was only missed death that close. But you know, every one of us missed death that close every day. You're driving down the road out here at 70 miles an hour. Every time you pass somebody or somebody goes close to you, you're within a second or two of dying. You know that? Only a second or two, and you could be dead. We don't even think about that. So, you know, most of us don't pray. We really don't pray. For everyone that asks receives. How many? Okay, if you can get that beat into you, especially if God prompts you to do something, what should you do? Do it. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Just like the day that Kim, her and her husband sitting right there with that couple sitting on the front row, second row back, they were sitting right there, and they had no power at their house. And the power people told them that by morning they'd have it back on. But by morning they didn't have it back on. So Kim asked the Lord, Lord, why is the power still off? And the Lord spoke to her and says, Kim, remit the sins of this block so I can turn the power back on. Now then, and she argued with God. She said, God, I can't forgive the sins of this whole block. Then she thought, what am I talking about? If God told you to remit the sins of the block, how many can you forgive? All of them. That's absolutely right. All you got to do is believe. So she said, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I remit the sins of this block. And when she said that, instantly the power came back on. Is that amazing or is that amazing? Most people, whenever you take that scripture in John 20:23, that says, whosoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven. Almost nobody that I've ever met in the church, other than some of you in this church right here, I've hardly met, even pastors don't believe you can do that. But who said we could do that? Oh, he doesn't count, does he? Who said that? Oh, only Jesus? Miss Jackie, that Jesus said that? If Jesus said that, then you think we ought to be able to believe the Master? So if Jesus tells you to do something, if Jesus tells you to forgive everybody on this block so he can heal certain, if he tells you walk in a hospital room and here's a person that's sitting here and they're handicapped or whatever, or they're knocked out, they can't breathe or nothing, they got their eyes closed and everything else, and you walk up and say, boy, they look bad. You know, sometime, Carrie, you know, she's not here today. Carrie walked up the other day with her husband. They took a flight. Her relative was in the hospital in Florida, already been put in a hospice. And when they got down there and Miss Carrie looked at her relative, they looked bad, didn't they, Miss Jackie?
Yes, sir.
That's what she told us, wasn't it? She said they looked really, really bad. And she said, it just knocked my faith completely out when I saw how bad she looked. So she said, Jesus spoke to me, and this is what he said. He says, Carrie, my daughter, remember Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he had been dead 4 days. This woman is still alive. Did that boost her faith up a little?
Yes.
Yes, it did. This woman's still alive. So she laid hands on her relative and prayed. And the next day, that woman's out of the hospital. And 2 months later, in fact, I guess it was last week or week before last, she gave us a testimony. She was sitting right there beside Miss Jackie. She said, my relative and her husband was out having dinner with somebody on Sunday afternoon. They're just feeling great. Didn't she say that?
Yes.
Now, if Jesus tells you to pray for somebody and all of a sudden you lose your faith, he'll even give you a little something to build your faith. Isn't that something? Remember, Carrie, Jesus prayed for Lazarus after he'd been dead 4 days, and I raised him from the dead. But this woman is still alive. So if this woman's still alive and she's still breathing, how hard is it going to be for God to heal that woman? Piece of cake, right? Absolutely. All you got to do is believe. So don't you love it when Jesus talks to you, when he tells you what to do? But isn't it how sad it is when we argue with him? But we do that. I mean, I don't do it very much anymore. In fact, I'm going to, since all of y'all saw, came down the road, you saw our entryway up there where we just finished that concrete this week. We did that this week. I've told every one of those contractors that have worked up there, I said, you know how come that I started the road back where I did? And he said, well, I have no idea. I said, I walked up here and I laid my forms down all the way to against the road, to the asphalt. I laid the first 30-foot beam down right there. And when I got it laid down, just laid on the ground, I didn't even have it nailed down or nothing. I just laid it down and I stood up and the Lord says, son, I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to start the forms at the double white poles. I looked over there and I thought, wow. Okay, I wonder why I'm going to go back, way back over there. That's 40 feet or so. Okay, I mean, if God says start at the double white poles, what do you do? You start at the double white pole. You don't argue. You don't ask no questions. You just do what the master tells you. So I moved back, and we started putting forms down, and we started pouring concrete right there where those double white poles are at, even with them. And we poured all the way down nearly to the tank down here. We're nearly halfway up here with all that concrete. When we got about half of that poured, one day a city manager come driving down the road, and he said, Mr. Scrivener, I need to talk to you a minute. I said, yes, sir. What about? He says, we're going to need a permit from you to put a water line and a gas line underneath your road. He said, we're going to build houses over here, and so we need water and gas to those. So he said, we need you to give us a permit. So I said, wow, now I know. I said, if I had a concreted where I started to concrete, you'd had to saw cut all that and jackhammer it all out. He said, well, we wondered why you started back where you did. I said, now we all know. God told me to start back there. I started back there, and now then nobody's going to have to jackhammer any concrete. So we're going to pour it down here as far as we can go. When you guys get through with the water line and the gas line, and they did, and this last week they poured the entryway. And it didn't cost me a dime. And they used 4 truckloads of concrete and all that steel and everything. They've done a good job. Really looks good.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled The Devil Has to Obey You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.